enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
That's right. And today we're doing things different.
Are we doing things different?
I guess not.
No, today I'm taking a look at Margo's daily routine.
That pause was too long.
I was like, what?
I'm looking at Margo's daily routine.
Oh, I didn't think of it like that. I was thinking of it like, what words are going to come out of my mouth? I don't know.
That's right.
Summer is nigh at the time of this recording, and a lot of people tend to dive into a more appropriate routine in the morning, right?
The sun's coming out earlier.
Yeah.
You know, yard work is to be done. The cows need a milking, you know, there's all sorts of stuff.
And some chickens. some people out there.
Mice.
Not mice, but people. Some people, like Margo, have like an established ideal morning routine. Me, myself, I do not. I have stuff I tend to do in the morning, but when I'm talking routine, Margo's got a routine. And if one thing's off, the whole day is ruined.
I have to start over. I have to get back in bed and I have to wait until the sun goes down and comes back up, and yeah. That's that.
So I thought it'd be fun to, let's examine Margo's routine, but compare it to that of 007. What is James Bond's morning routine? What's that look like? And I'm going to make an amalgamation of James Bond from the novels. The movies, from the different portrayals. What did I say?
I thought you said, if I'm the novels. I thought you said, if I'm the novice. I was like, novels.
The novels and the nostalgic.
Novels. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And the different portrayals of Bond and just kind of mashed together to make that ideal morning routine versus Margot's ideal morning routine. Which one's better? Oh. Which one's worse? What would you take from this or that?
I didn't even think about the emotional repercussions of this episode.
I mean, I don't know. Spoiler alert. Yours is better, probably.
I agreed blindly.
But let's get into it. So, Margo, from the time you wake up to the time you're at work, right? What is your ideal daily routine? And, you know, one who has a routine, I say, what is your ideal? Because we adjust, right? Maybe your morning routine is different on a weekend than it is during the weekday. Things happen, blah, blah, blah. What is, like, if you could engineer your ideal morning routine, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to give you the weekday and weekend because they are they're not very different, but they are two distinct routines and they're very consistent. But, like, weekday to weekday and weekend to weekend. So, you know, picture if you will, I'm sleeping. So I, like James Bond, wear a muumuu to sleep. And depending on the season, I'm typically, if it's winter time or cold, I wear long johns and a muumuu or a t-shirt and then I had a sweater on this. I put my socks on. I wear my socks to bed. If you don't, that's all right.
This is Margo's morning
routine.
You know,
if you want to judge me for that, go judge me in the other room because I wear my socks. That's all there is to it. Keeps my toes cozy. Now as the weather warms up, I shed a layer or two.
Just one sock at a time.
But there's always a t-shirt. There's always something. Don't know why. Don't care. It's comfortable, and that's that. Yeah, so I wake up, and this is going to be the most interesting episode.
I'm like, Margaret, what's your morning routine? She's like, well, what I wear to bed.
Well, people need to know, because that's part of, like, the routine. So, in the morning, as of late, it's been chilly. So, I get up, I snooze my alarm twice. So, at this point, it's like 5:45. I put on my slippers, I put on my robe, my fleece robe. And first thing I do is I go to the bathroom. I go empty my bladder.
So, you asked for this. Just for the listeners.
Sorry, I
wanted Margo to be very, I'll say, vague on this episode. I wanted just to hear her morning routine And then she does not know what I have to say about James Bond's morning routine. So I just said, tell me your morning routine and we'll compare it.
Well, I'm going to go beat for beat. It's a beat for beat thing. I'm on a strict timeline.
I first move with my right foot, then my left.
Okay.
And I sometimes get out of bed, my right again.
Slight, if I'm either bundled up and I put on my slippies and I put on my robe and then I go to the bathroom and I brush my hair and I put it up in a ponytail because I don't like the hair tickling my face that early in the morning. I go down the stairs. As of late, I just procured 3 pet mice. So I have to just kind of tidy up their cage. But before I do that, I need to let my tea brew because I'm a tea drinker. And that's all there is to that. So I go into the kitchen, get my tea bag, okay. I get the hot water. We have a hot water dispenser, or I boil the water depending on what's available.
Crazy.
Then, okay, you.
I'm just teasing you.
Do you want to do this episode? So I boil my tea, kind of. I leave it to steep. Usually it's 5 to 10 minutes, and that's how long it takes for me to just tidy up the mouse cage. By the time I'm done with that, I thoroughly scrub my hands too. I just want people to know this. I got my tea. So I either, if it's chilly, I go sit on the couch under my heated blanket and I just kind of drink my tea. I put a little bit of a splash of almond milk in there. I drink my tea, and then I get up, I go make another cup of tea, I sit under my blanket, and I put a little splash of almond milk, and I drink my tea. And then I make a third cup, but that's my later cup. So I put the tea in, and I put it on the windowsill at the landing of our stairs. And here's the thing, you know I have a routine. I don't think you know it's this detailed. This is every morning for me. And if it's not chilly, I go sit at the dining room table and I just kind of stare at the Godzilla painting that we have and I kind of just think about myself, my day.
What would Godzilla do?
You know, what would Godzilla do? What has Godzilla done? You know, reflect on that. I grab my tea, I put it on the windowsill on the landing. I go take a shower. I hang my clothes on the railing of the stairs because cleaner. Take a shower. There's a specific routine in there. I'm not going to go into it. But the idea is scrub-a-dub. I have not shaved my legs in like 3 weeks, by the way, just so you know. And it's freeing and liberating.
Hey, neither has James Bond.
Ladies, get a moo-moo and stop shaving your legs. It's empowering. And then from there, I brush my teeth, dry my hair, put it up in a bun. I dunk myself in lotion because I have eczema, much like James Bond.
Yeah, then, that's what you should start doing here. Like James Bond does this or he does not, yeah. Is your guess.
does he do this?
Does James Bond dip himself fully in CeraVe?
No, it's not CeraVe, it's Nivea. So then, so at this point, I'm only wearing the top half. Because I'm going to go stretch and I don't want to rip my pants. So I put on deodorant and perfume of choice. I brush my scrubbers, which is brush my teeth. And then I put on light makeup and I start my stretch routine. It is a 20-minute stretch routine and I have been doing it since I was 18 years old. I went to a chiropractor because my body hurt all the time. And she was like, hey, listen, you work out, but you never stretch. So she popped me a few ways and she was like, if you just stretch, you'll be fine. And I did. I started with the basic stretches she gave me, and I have been extending this routine over the course of 12 years. 13 years. What's 30? I'm 31. You're right. 13 years. And it's now evolved into a 20-minute stretch routine, and I keep adding things because, you know, we have friends that are physical therapists and who are kinesiologists and this and that, and they always have good
tips. I think I even gave you one.
You did. You did give me one. Everybody, anybody gives me a good tip, I will include it into my health routine. So I stretch, and sometimes I'll throw in a little bit of that Tai Chi right before, just a couple warm-ups, you know, if I'm feeling a little stiff. From there, so I was going to say, like, oh, I forgot to say, this. I put lotion on my feet before stretching.
I think the dipping your entire body in lotion implies that.
Yeah. From there and throughout the stretching is when I drink. Do you guys remember that cup of tea on the windowsill? Mm. That's where it's at. I drink it as I'm stretching. From there, get fully dressed, do my hair. I've been rocking Shrek buns as of late. Picture it as you will. If I haven't brushed my teeth yet, I'll brush my scrubbers. I go back downstairs. I fix myself a lunch, which usually involves a sleeve of saltines and some kind of fruit that I then take to work, unless August interferes and says, hold on, let's get you a real meal, which you do always do the night before, leftovers, or you make me something, which is very generous of you. And then from there, I'm ready to go. I just wait at the bottom of the stairs and I go, I'm ready. And then August comes and drives me to work. And that is my work day routine.
So what differs from that to your weekend?
Weekend routine. Same thing. Roll out of bed.
Oh, you don't have to get
slippers.
All the
well, hold on. Slippers. Go get my tea. Get help my mice if they need it. And then after that, I get into my workout clothes. And that's when I do usually an hour of working out. That's typically 30 to 45 minutes of jumping rope. Then some kind of core, like it's usually just like 100 of some kind of crunch or sit up or Russian twist or whatever. I do 10 push-ups because that's all I can do right now. And here's the thing. I'm sure someone's like, oh, but you know, if you do, you could do more. I'm sure. I want to get really good at doing 10 push-ups. I'm not great at doing 10 push-ups. I can do the 10 push-ups, but then I'm kind of gassed. And also, my form isn't great. So I'm right now focusing on just doing 10 really impressive, really cool push-ups. They're not there yet. So that's part of my workout routine. From there, I go take a shower, la la la, dip in lotion, and I have my tea waiting at the windowsill every time. And then I stretch. Some might say it would be more intuitive to stretch before the shower. I don't like that. That's all there is to it.
I don't think that would be as intuitive. Maybe it would, but
it's a hot shower. Kind of like
you loosen up, right? And then you stretch.
I'm already loosened up though. That's the thing. So I don't know. I prefer to just wait after and then just get dressed and then call it a day. So I don't know how James Bondian that is. I don't think it matters though, because it's mine.
But you
mine.
Know, I think there could be parallels. You know, I mean, I'll go into what Bond does, but I think the fact that you wake up early, you have a very like efficient routine for you. Like this is at this time I do this, at this time I do that. It's very structured.
I forgot if I have yogurt, I'll eat a yogurt, and that's usually after I make my lunch.
James Bond sometimes eats yogurt.
Ah, well, there you go. And in my weekend, where does the yogurt lie, you ask? After the shower and after the stretch.
He also would incorporate a workout in his mornings early on.
I hope he would.
Yeah, if he has to, when he has to. Yeah, but let me dive into what James Bond's morning routine would be like. And now, it won't be as detailed, as specifically detailed as what Margot gave us.
I am a creature of habit, and I want people to know that. It's a beat-for-beat routine.
So, James Bond, he's also very, like, efficient with his time, right? He has his particulars that he, like, almost his must-haves in his mornings. And then there's his adjustments. It might depend on where he's at, because he's a secret agent, he's a world traveler, you know, it might be, you know, love in the evening and death for breakfast, right? You never know where he's going to be. But his ideal morning wouldn't be he's on like on a runaway mission kind of thing. But so he's very efficient with his time, very militant in his process of his morning, but you'll see where what we know of James Bond, how it could bleed in. But like ideally, Bond would probably wake up around the same time you do, like between 5:30, quarter till six, pretty early. And he always like would wake up, and there'd be no wasted motion. He would just like debrief on what the day is gonna be. Review perhaps. What's the day going to be? Is there a mission? Is there some kind of documents? That kind of thing. He would really focus on the objectives of the day. But he would make a coffee. In Bond literature, is always black coffee. High quality. And it would be more like functional, not leisurely. He's not getting under the heated blanket, sipping his coffee.
He's missing out. All right.
He would either be like reviewing his mission documents or like catching up on any like world news, that kind of thing. Or, you know,
I too catch up on world news.
If it was Daniel Craig's Bond, he'd be drinking coffee and, you know, staring into the abyss, you know, thinking of his life, perhaps. But beyond that, after he's done with his coffee, he would get into his training. He would emphasize, you know, function over vanity. He's not powerlifting. He's doing, you know, push-ups and crunches. And if, you know, where he's staying would allow, if there's like a swimming pool, he would do some swimming or shadow boxing, perhaps. It doesn't matter if there's a hotel or not for that one. I read a book once. What was it called? Do I have it open? I was looking at it. It's called Be More Bond.
Oh.
And it was designed, it was written to kind of with that line. I think it's in Skyfall. It's like, do you work out? He says, when I have to. This author had the idea of like, what would be a James Bond workout that you could do anywhere in the world? And at any time. So it was a lot of calisthenics. It was like doing even interesting workouts with like a door, doorway, and like rows and things like that. A lot of push-ups, a lot of jumping. Very interesting book. But that's the kind of workout Bond would do. Something efficient, something to work on his like agility, but his strength, and just keep him conditioned. But then after that, probably around 7, he would do a cold shower. He's a cold shower kind of guy. He's in and out. He's efficient. He would do his grooming, you know, shaving. Very, very precise. He doesn't lollygag. So maybe, I mean, he's been seen to use like shaving cream and a straight razor. He's also been seen to use an electric razor. And my James Bond here, he's probably using the electric razor. Unless, like in this scenario, if he's going out to like the opera or something, he's gonna shave and cream it up. But in this morning routine, he's on a mission. He's trying to get out the door. He'll use an electric razor for precise grooming. But then his breakfast. Sometimes he'll do yogurt. I think even Sean Connery's ordered yogurt for breakfast. But in the books, infamously, he's a scrambled eggs kind of guy. Scrambled eggs, bacon, black coffee. That's like his favorite thing. Possibly some fruit. And probably cigarettes. Yeah. He probably has
in the shower with the coffee sprinkled in there.
During his swimming routine, definitely a cigarette. You were going to say something?
I was going to say, go ahead. Finish up. It'll be part of the discussion.
Let me take a sip of my beverage. So along with his breakfast and his coffee and his cigarette, he would then probably get dressed around 8 o'clock. He'd put on his tailored clothing. He'd have his clean shoes on, which he probably prepped all this the night before, you know, choose his watch of choice. Every Bond has their watch, right? So whether it's a Rolex or a Seiko or an Omega, but then he's ready for business. And then here he would probably do more of that intelligence check, you know, reading the news, reading his mission briefing. I know in like the books, he tended to read Times Magazine for his worldly news. So, you know, he's very disciplined, fitness, grooming, strategy, style, very, very militant, but he has his like, his form of pleasures, which is the black coffee, the cigarettes, the scrambled eggs, the bacon, those kind of things are his morning pleasures. And the must-dos are like the cold shower and the working out every day. But those kind of like more, are push-ups calisthenics?
Yeah, technically. Right?
Okay. Like stuff like that. And probably more calisthenic base. On his ideal daily routine, I'm sure he lifts, he's gonna get strong. Okay, a strong big boy, you know, he's gotta lift some weights every now and then, I imagine. But probably more body weight exercises.
Like very 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be James Bond's morning routine. Not self-care. It's more like operational.
I was going to say, like, there's, like you said, there's the stuff that you do for yourself and there's the stuff you have to do. And I feel like most people with a morning routine would agree that this is the case. If, like you said, the cold shower, the must-haves, just the black coffee, the cigarettes, like, or not even the cigarettes, but like, there's certain things that you just can't skip. And for me, that includes, I'm trying to think. No, doesn't matter where we go, where we're at, what is happening, I will wake up early enough to get these specific things done. I need to have a shower and I need to stretch. Those are the two. I can skip the tea. I can skip the caffeine. I can skip, I should mention it's a black tea that I'm drinking because there's a little caffeine in there. I can skip that. I can skip like doing my hair. I can skip cleaning the mice cage. Like if we got to catch a flight, mm-hmm. if we're in a hotel, if I'm at some kind of like work thing, not retreat, but whatever you want to call that, conference, doesn't matter. I have to shower and I have to stretch. If we have to leave the house at 4 a.m., I'm waking up at 3 a.m., I'm taking a shower, and I'm doing my full stretch routine. Now, people might think like, but Margo, what if there's no room? There's always room. I have found nooks and crannies, and I have done my full stretch routine. I just need to be able to physically stand up, and I need to be able to physically lay down. So that's the cube. It's a very, it's like a
Marco-sized cube.
It's not even a cube. It's a rectangle. Like, because I just needs to be shoulder width or hip width, I guess. And Margo height and Margo length. And that's it. So if I have that amount of space, I'll do it. Oh, Margo, what if you're kidnapped and you're put in a crate? Yeah, you're right. I'm skipping the routine. Sorry. You're right. In that situation, I'm skipping the entire routine. Yeah, it's there. Those are the two things that are non-negotiable. If I have to do them, I will. And that's usually because, like, one, I smell like death if I don't shower. Some people can pull off. You're a great example. You can go a whole day without showering. You do not smell. You do not smell. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Showering and brushing my teeth and stretching.
Oh, okay.
Those are the big three that I have to. I have to do those. If now, here's the thing. If it's we're waking up and we're going back home from a sleepover or like, you know, what, like staying out of somebody's place, but we're going to be coming back here and I can just do my routine here, that's no problem. But if it's like your day is going to go, you're going to start, you're going to go on a flight or you're going to do this or you're going to do that. Yeah,
the ideal morning routine.
Ideal. The three non-negotiables are toothbrushing, showering, and stretching. But yeah, that is something that is important to keep in mind about the routine is there's a routine around the main principal routine. So for those of you who are interested in having more of a routine-based morning, now I also have my bedtime routine, and I think that's very important. It opens up the day and it closes the day. Those are the things that keep me functioning. They're the things that I ensure that ensure my arrival at certain places on time, including work. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that ensure my mood, my ability to work, my social meter, like how prepared am I to talk to somebody? How prepared am I to have a good day and joke around and be able to handle things emotionally? My routine is very, very, like it dictates that very much so. Yeah, it just makes a difference for what the day looks like. It really does. You feel more prepared, you feel more energized, and you don't feel like you have your routine. You feel like, okay, the day is ready to start. So it doesn't matter what I do. I never have to backtrack. I never have to go brush my teeth. I never have to, oh, and I didn't shower today. So da, da, da. Now, again, we are very privileged to have that time. We don't have any kids right now. We don't have any major pets. Like we don't have a dog or a cat. And these things will certainly impact my routine, but I also
it's more like you know, with getting new stretches added to your routine,
yeah,
it's more adjusting,
yeah, right? And I just think I'm gonna wake up earlier. I'm just gonna wake up earlier. That's all there is to it, because I'd rather go to bed early than wake up late. You know, if I have to end my day at 8 p.m., that sounds great. Because if I wake up at 3 or 4, that's cool. That's fine. Because I just get so much more done in the morning. 100%. I can get so much more work done. And even if I, like, start the day later, it's not like my abilities shift, you know? Come, like, 2 o'clock. Doesn't matter if I just woke up 2 hours ago. I'm not in that go, go, go mode. Mm-hmm. I'm really not. I'm in, like, wind down mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, at work, that's why I like to come in early, because I'm like, if any of my good work is going to get done between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., 2 to 4 or 2 to 5, depending on how late I stay, I'm going to get the work done. It's just like, if you email me, or even, it doesn't even matter if it's work or not. If we're together, you know, hanging out on like a weekend or whatever, and it's like 3 or 4 o'clock and you're like, oh, can we get this done? I'm like, no, like it's too late. We'll do it tomorrow morning. And I'd rather do that and adjust my routine as such. Yeah. That's that.
Here's something from your routine that I did not find in my research of James Bond and his routine that I think would benefit Bond. Something you do that he does not, that I think would improve his morning routine if he made the time. And that is stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I looked like, hey, does James Bond stretch? But I looked across the internet and I didn't, until now, just realize I didn't see stretch routine.
You must be so tightly wound.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. And another thing I wanted to add to is, for some people this might sound like a stressful thing, but it is, again, minute by minute. The latest I will go into the shower is 6:38. Any time past that, because it takes me 2 minutes to go up the stairs. Or not go 2 minutes, but like, you know, I gotta put my cup down, I gotta go to this, and I gotta take my clothes off, start the shower. By the time I'm in the shower, it's gotta be like 6:40. It sounds crazy, but I've done this routine so many times, it just falls into place. Yeah. Yes, like when you first start or have to make any kind of adjustment, you're kind of like, oh, okay, wait, let's, you know, I can skip the second cup. I can just go into the, what would be the third cup of tea or whatever, this and that. But it's small things, small tiny adjustments that I have to make that still help me fall onto my schedule. I'm usually ready to go. Like I start my stretching between 7 and 7:15. And then that just affects, you know, am I going to get to work at 8 or 8:15?
Yeah,
like, that's
right.
It. That's really all there is to it. Mm-hmm. And having that routine helps when there are big life changes. When, you know, we moved in with you, big life change. That's the second person in the house. Who's going to get to the shower first? Pet mice, you know, for people who might have kids, people who might get a dog or something. If you already have a routine, it is so much easier to adjust said routine when an external factor comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
So those small adjustments help a lot in keeping myself on track and not kind of interrupting that.
Yeah. And even what you said earlier with like the 2 minute span of like, you know, if you do this, it'll be 6:40, blah, blah, blah. To me, that sounds like, not that I'm comparing, but that seems very James Bond of you. Very precise, very militant, very like,
yeah.
I must hit this time. Like at this time, he seems like the kind of guy in his morning would be like, 6:15, I must sit down and read.
But I feel like it'd be very similar to me, as in like, it just happens. Because initially, yes. It's like, yes, 6:15, I have to do this and that. It's just, again, like, it is beat for beat the same thing every day, and I like it. It is nice. Now if there's something that varies, like, okay, I ran out of tea, I have to make a coffee, that's fine, I'll be okay. It's not gonna throw off my entire day. But if I wake up, instead of waking up at 5:45 or getting out of bed at 5:45, and I get out of bed at 6:15, that's a completely different situation. That's like, okay, well, that's 30 minutes that I just lost. That's a whole, like, I can't help the mice. I can't clean the cage. I can only do one cup of tea or whatever. And I can't sit I can't sit and think. And usually if it's the weekends, I have my notebook and I kind of just do a debrief on the week. I write down what happened, what, you know, I got to do next week, this and that.
Your mission log.
There's a nice routine there. And I feel like that's the James Bond way. Is he doesn't like keep tabs on where he's at in his routine. He just kind of falls into place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there anything from what I mentioned about James Bond's routine that you, like, I compared the stretching would improve his. Yeah. Is there anything that you can think of?
More consistent exercise, but that's difficult to do. I'd have to wake up a little earlier for that. And here's the thing, that at the end of the day, yes, I want to work out more in the morning. If I'm tired, my form's going to be off. I'm more prone to injury. I'm also not going to be exercising correctly. Also, I apologize. I'm a little congested, so I kind of sound like someone's pinching my nose. But, you know, if you're not going to be doing it properly, it's just not worth doing. Because, like, I mean, even just, like, 10 push-ups would help. But, you know, I'm not going to do my whole workout routine because I'm going to be exhausted. And, like, if you're jumping rope and you're tired, that's terrible for you.
I apologize if you said it, but just to drive it home if you did, she does, like, 45 minutes of jumping rope. Yeah. I don't know if you've tried jumping rope lately or if you've even done it for a minute, but 45 minutes. Holy smokes.
I will say there will come a day where I won't be able to do that. And I'm going to balloon up like a frog because that is the workout that I do. Now, again, if you do it every day, your stamina just goes up. Like you're just your endurance, your ability to keep that up. 10 minutes is good, but I have to do, if I just do 10 minutes, I have to change the way I'm jumping. I have to do like high jumps, or I have to do like one on one leg, or do like the boxing, like alternating feet or whatever. That's what I can get out of like a 10-minute jumping rope routine. But 10 minutes of jumping rope is like 30 minutes of running. It's the same amount of you're physically enduring, I guess. So it's a really great workout. It's loud because you're jumping. So I do not recommend it if you live in an apartment. So I wasn't able to do that when I first moved to Pittsburgh, when I lived in a proper apartment building and not in a basement in San Francisco. And so from there, I tried replacing it with, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and stuff, and doing that early in the morning, it just wasn't cutting it. So, but I do recommend that workout. It's easy. 10 minutes will get you there. You don't need to do 45. Eventually, you might get to 45, but yeah. It's a good workout.
Yeah. Maybe James Bond could do some more of that too.
I forgot to say it looks ridiculous when I'm jumping rope because I had I've had all types of jump ropes, the ones that are plastic, the ones that are whatever. I have a leather one, and it's got a nice weight on it. It's an additional little arm workout. It's very good. Thing is, I do it outside, so on the concrete, asphalt or whatever. Not out on the road, but in our driveway. And it's gotten worn out, so it's broken. So I bought another one, replaced the rope, and the same thing happened. It just got worn out, and it broke. It snapped in half. I'm not going to buy a thing every single time. So now what I just do is I have the rope, like the handle.
Two whips.
I have two whips, and I just turn them. I go fook, fook, like that, and I just jump. And I look like a lunatic because in the mornings on like weekends, people will be out. And on weekdays, if I can find the time to like do a quick workout, I'll go outside. But that's when school gets out and we're right by the high school. So I got a bunch of high schoolers walking by. They have pointed. They've pointed it out. They've seen. And they're like, look at this crazy lady. And I'm like, donk, 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 donk. Like with just two whips swinging around. And I'm like jumping. Like I'm like, oh, no, this is jumping rope.
I feel I would like to. I'm like, you're a morning person. I'm not a morning person. But I'm not like your curmudgeon-y morning person. I choose to wake up as late into the morning as I can. And just my life situation, my lifestyle, my routine starts when I bring you home from work, you know, and it's not even a routine like we're talking. It's like a little this, a little that. But I should adopt more of the stretching for sure. And I should adopt more of the exercise that Bond does. But there you have it. That is Margot's routine versus James Bond's routine. What would you, listener, you take from either or? Could you Frankenstein your own routine from either or?
Do you want to get up early?
That's a good question.
Do you want a routine?
These are the questions you have to ask yourself. But while you're asking yourself, where can you listen to us, A Good Squeeze? Wherever you get your podcasts, Audioboom, Spotify, you know, Google Play, wherever you listen to your podcasts, we're there. And then if you want to not listen, but look.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram and only Instagram, where ours posts beautiful spreads and displays of how we squeeze a little James Bond into our everyday lives, with life updates and episode updates. You know, it's a great place to chat and reach out. August is very responsive. He's on top of this stuff. And yeah, on that note, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this has been
A Good Squeeze.